Juliet, you've now read all the Jane Austen novels in abridged or unabridged form. What attracts you to her most as a writer?
Well, I think she is one of the great users of the English language. I mean, I think there are a handful of writers who use the English language in a way that takes the language to the furthest reaches of its possibility, or that's what you feel when you're reading it. I mean, she is so wonderful at exercising the language and playing with its forms, and she's very bold in her structure. You know, there are sentences that go on and on and on and have clauses and sub-clauses and sub-sub-clauses. So she's one of the great exercisers of the language, I think. And I mean, I can't think of any writer who has a greater vocabulary. She has an astounding vocabulary. She seems to have scoured out all the corners of the English language and have it there at her disposal. And it feels effortless, this amazing sophistication of form and structure. She's never showing off. It's never cumbersome, although the structures of her prose are sometimes extremely elaborate, rococo even. It never feels heavy. There's a delicacy at the same time in her prose. It's like a souffle in which there are 1,000 ingredients, but still it slips down effortlessly without your having to chew it. You know, it's so just in terms of her relationship to the language. And then the canvas, I suppose, the scale of her canvas. I mean, she is much criticised, I know, for not dealing with huge, highly significant areas of English life and historical circumstance. We never know what wars are going on. We never know what the realities of the poor or underprivileged really are. But I think the thing about her is that she has taken the injunction to all writers, you know, which is write what you know about, and taken that to its logical consequence. So she writes about and from the world that she obviously knew. And you can tell that her perceptions about that world and her powers of observation are sort of unrivaled, really, in terms of human observation and the acuteness of her lens on the human psyche within that stratum of society that she's writing about. So you get this really quite huge canvas. I mean, the world, in a way, is small. You know, here in Emma, you have Highbury, which is a very small village with only a handful of houses of people that we're allowed to know about. It's like a perfect miniature, really. So the world is small, but the precision and the depth of her understanding of the psychology involved in all the human interactions that take place, and the detail and the intelligence and sophistication of her comment, of her lens, as I say, is such that it makes, in the end, a huge canvas somehow. And that's her brilliance, I think. Then, of course, she's incredibly witty. It's a very delicious, quite sophisticated wit, very dry, quite light of touch, quite savage, thankfully, which acts as a sort of antidote to any sweetness there may be. She is quite ruthless, in a way, of her exposure of people's motives and their ways of going about their business and pursuing their interests. But, of course, she's unashamed also in affirming the qualities she thinks are important in life. And there's never any doubt about what those are. I mean, you know that as a human being, what she would have liked and the sort of people she'd have been drawn to, with much greater clarity than you get with somebody like Shakespeare, you know, who never really reveals himself. And with her, you know, you have a strong sense of what she really thoroughly gives her vote to in human nature. And so, you know, she comes clean, as it were, and so that there's a reassurance in that in some way.
Do you have any particular favourites, a particular favourite, or do you like them all equally? Or
no, I don't like them all equally. I'm not terribly interested in Pride and Prejudice, actually. It's the least interesting to me, and I know everybody loves it, and it's the sort of top favourite, but it's my least favourite. It kind of irritates me, and I, you know, there's a sort of predictability about, oh, I don't know. I much prefer sometimes the less popular ones. I greatly love Sense and Sensibility. I'm not quite sure why. I love the characters of Eleanor and Marianne in that and the way they're set against each other.
It is their contrast, isn't it?
It is their contrast, which is very moving.
It's such a rich book.
Yeah, yeah. It is the contrast between the two sisters, which is very hypnotic and also rather moving. You know, Marianne goes on this huge journey. It keeps you incredibly on the edge of your seat too, because terrible things keep happening to everybody. Emma is just delicious because it is, in a way, I suppose, the height of her sophistication, in a way, Emma, or it feels like that. It's almost sort of perfect. Its structure is miraculous. You know, you can only sort of sit in awe at the structure of it. And she's such a delicious heroine because her fall is quite considerable, but, you know, she does it without breaking any limbs, and she's not so punished for her failures and her vanities and arrogance at the beginning that she doesn't get what we want her to have at the end. And we go on loving her, even though she's impossible. And reading it this time has been interesting because it's the third or fourth time I've read the book, and her snobbery is completely unforgivable, but miraculously, you know, you're always on her side, which is, again, I suppose, Jane Austen's great skill. I love, too, actually, I love Northanger Abbey, although it's probably not so great a novel, but it's very, very funny.
Mm. You played Mrs. Elton in the film of Emma. Did you find, coming back to the book, that that had informed your reading at all this time round, or your attitude to the characters in the book?
Well, there's a feeling of intense sort of familiarity with that character, having played her and had a lot of fun with her in the film. In fact, I think in the reading I probably made her even more outrageous than I would have dared to in the film. I mean, she was getting perilously close to Mrs. Fawlty Towers, answering the phone in her posh voice for social pretentiousness. But, I mean, that's what I love about reading books, though, audiobooks, is that you can really take liberties with characterisation. And you're very often much more liberated when you're characterising people than you are on stage or in film. You know, I often agonise. I remember I did in the film about the characterisation of Mrs. Elton and, you know, wasn't sure how quite to place her socially and experimented and was always worried I was going over the top. But when you're reading a book, you're freed from those sort of worries. I don't know, and you just jump in and characters emerge through the voice and you can really play with those characterisations. That's one of the many things I love about reading books.
So, finally, in more general terms, do you really enjoy the experience of reading? Obviously you do, you've just said that, but, I mean, do you find it a rich and rewarding experience?
I do really love reading books onto tape or CD. For all sorts of reasons, not least because it means that I am then reading something that very often I haven't read before, and reading it in a way where I have to get to know its author, its style, its heart and soul, its characters in a way in more detail than you might if you were reading it half asleep in bed at night or something to yourself. I just love the process, the idea too, that there's a market out there, you know, that people want to be read to is so encouraging. It's such a fundamental thing. And I love that the adults, you know, there are adults out there who want to be read to in the same way as we were as children. No, and I think, as I say, it's also very liberating. I always think you're more liberated at the microphone than you are in front of a camera in some way. And you can play everything, you know. In this book alone, you get to play a 70-something-year-old hypochondriacal old man. You get to play a young girl of 17. You get to play, you know, men, women. The range is amazing. So you can have a lot of fun and stretch yourself in that way. It's also very difficult. It's really hard. And that I like about it as well, most days.